morning. We're taking Chayav from Klal Nun Aleph. We're learning Siman Ches. So the Chayav talks about different types of berries. I do not know exactly what types of berries these are, which they themselves are not really edible, but you can suck out the liquid which is found inside of the berry. The question is, what bracha do you say on the liquid of the of this fruit when you're not eating the fruit itself, you're just sucking out the liquid? Now, he doesn't mean to ask a question about what is the appropriate bracha to make on the juice of a fruit. He means to ask if this is how you consume the fruit itself, by sort of sucking out the liquid and then discarding the fruit. And maybe that's a different din than squeezing a fruit out and getting the juice and then making a bracha on the juice independently. So he says like this, Mina Yagadis Mazarvinus Shemotzi Mehama Mashkin Mazarkan Aklipa. You suck out the liquid and you throw away the shell. Kasav Magan Ram Simresh Kimbal Sav Katan Aleph the Vorach Shehakol. Magan Ram says that the bracha is the Shehakol. Okay. So Valinir Tsarachin, the Chayyim is not convinced that that's correct. The Minigalam of Vorach Repi Adama, the Minigalam is to say you should say Repi Adama on the liquid. Now, Avo Oysa Magdelen Be'ilon Umotzizim Ma'isom Nirli Divorach Shehakol Shein Oichol Shalhen Roy Klal Ka'el Shekaren Kalinish Ki'yotzibay. There's a different type which is not edible at all, and therefore it's like it's not considered a pre. And so what you're doing is you're basically taking a liquid and you're drinking it, so the bracha is a Shehakol. So in the Nishmas Adam over here, he brings the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham brings a source for this din from two halachas. One halacha is the halacha of May Paris, that if a person squeezes out an orange and gets orange juice, so the bracha on that is a shahakol. So the second Rai he brings is from the halacha, what bracha you make on sugar. The bracha is a shakol. So the Nishazadim says that the proof from sugar is incorrect. The point of the Rambam and the point that which says the opinion is the bracha on sugar is a shakol, which is a machlokes. But the point of the Rambam is it's not considered a pre at all. This kona, the sugar cane, which grows, and then you take out the liquid and you make sugar out of it. It's a piece of wood. So it's not like the vegetables that you eat the vegetable. It's not the fruit of the tree that you're talking about. It's that you're eating, as it were, something which comes from the wood itself. So something which comes from the wood itself is not a pre. So the bracha has to be shahakol. That's the argument of the Rambam, which says that halacha. So that's not relevant to this question over here either. And here, this is item as a fruit. It grows as a fruit. Just the question is that the way you consume this fruit is as opposed to eating it, because the shell is not so edible. The way you consume it is by sucking out all of the liquid which is there. So that arguably is at least some level of a bracha. Then he says it's not comparable to the halacha of May Paris, because there is an interesting shita by May Paris itself, which the Shari Tshuva quotes, that even though in May Paris the bracha is a shahakol, if a person would take a fruit, I'm sorry, not the Kibbeger quotes, the Prichoder says if a person would take a fruit and hold the fruit to their mouth and suck out the liquid, that the bracha over there is not shahakol, but rather the bracha is going to be brepioetz, because that's a form of the consumption of the fruit itself. So, So the Chayyadim argues the same type of idea over here, that the bracha is not going to be Brei Pi Shakol, it's going to be Brei Pi Adama. They grow as a berry on the ground, so the bracha is Brei Pi Adama. But the ones which grow from the tree, but they are totally inedible, so then you can't call it a fruit, so you can't call the liquid of the a fruit either. So on a practical level, an example, just you know, which would be relevant to us, a person would take a grape, and he does not want to eat the grape, he just wants to suck out the liquid from the grape. What bracha should he make on that situation? So Magen Rama says this goes into the concept of Mei Peiris, which the bracha is going to be a shahakol. And that's his raya from the din of Mei Peiris, the liquid of that you scoop from our fruits. And Krager brings in the Pichadosh, that the bracha would be Brei Pi Oetz. So misafik, a person would have to make a shahakol, because a shahakol b'diyeved is a bracha which will work no matter what, because of the safik. So a situation, probably the best thing to do is to eat some of the fruit itself, and then everybody agrees that it's a Brei Pi Oetz, and then subsequently when you suck out the liquid, it's considered part of the mice of eating the fruit, and the bracha of Brei Pi Oetz would work for that, even if you hold that sucking normally is a shahakol. So it would be the best thing to do in that situation is to eat some of the fruit and say Brei Pi Oetz, and then suck the fruit and enjoy the liquid under the bracha of the Brei Pi Oetz, which everybody would agree would work in that case. Have a good day.